It's time for the Bill Pollack Show.
Well, it's rare. In fact, I don't know if I've ever done it before where I've had two podcasts on the same day. But you are getting a bonus. And some news coming out of St. Louis that I just want to touch on. And I think it kind of ties back into what we saw over the weekend and earlier this week with Tom Bahali of the Chiefs and his coach Andy Reid. On Saturday, just to kind of give you the backstory, last Saturday, Tom Bahali vented his frustration on social media about his playing time last year and the fact that he was only in seven plays of the Chiefs' playoff loss to the Steelers, questioning if the organization even wanted him. But never wavered in his dedication and that he was ready to get to work. Andy Reid was asked about it. He addressed the situation. Didn't have an issue with that competitive spirit from Holly. But he did say, you know, I wish that he would have just come and talked to me instead of going on social media. And so Andy said that the two will talk. He doesn't see this as being an issue. It's not going to splinter the locker room at all. Then today I'm seeing from a couple of news outlets in St. Louis that there might be some friction between Mike Matheny and Yadier Molina. Before yesterday's game, Matheny said, quote, "Yadi's caught a lot." Yesterday, meaning in the final game against Colorado, yesterday, just kind of watching him go around the bases too, you could tell that he's, you know, and end quote there as Matheny kind of changed course mid-sentence, but implying that Molina was tired. Now, to Matheny's defense, there was a run scored by Molina, and it looked like he was hobbling. It did look like he was struggling getting from third to home. There was a little hitch in the step. But then I found it a little odd yesterday at the start of the game with the Diamondbacks that Molina was down in the bullpen and not on the bench. And Jim Edmonds tried to play it off as, well, you know, when you're down to two catchers, which most teams have just two catchers, when you're down to two catchers, you need to have your starting catcher down there to help warm up in case you got two guys. That's a BS story. You're not going to have your starting catcher typically in the bullpen at the start of the game because you're not going to have two pitchers warming up in the first, second, or third inning if a guy gets in trouble. So I wasn't buying that story. So that seemed a little odd. Well, now we see on Instagram that Yadi posted, "I train to play 174 games because that's what it takes to be champion. I'm not tired, and the day I feel tired, I'll express it myself." So, look, I don't know how much you want to look into this. If you're a Cardinals fan, I know you're frustrated with the way that the season has been playing out. I know there's been a lot of questions about Mike Matheny and the job that he has done as a manager. And look, I've been critical of it. And I started saying back in April and May, Matheny needed to go because they needed a spark. And I told you that because in April and May, we were seeing the same type of mental mistakes made that were being made all last season. And I said, you know what? I think the players have just, they've quit on them and they need a new voice. They need something to spark them. And I thought they could have turned their season around had they made that change. Instead, they made a couple of assistant coaching changes. So again, it's a situation where, look, it's up to the manager to make that decision. And he's going to make those tough decisions as to who plays and who doesn't play and how he sets the lineup. That's his job. And I love it. And I don't see anything wrong with the fact that Yadi is saying, you know what? This is what I get paid to do. I get paid to play games. I don't want to sit. And I'm not tired. And if I am tired, then I'll let you know. I love that. No problems with that at all. If I had a problem with anything in the process or the decision-making that went into it, it would be that Matheny sits Yadier Molina, who in the last four games is hitting 7 for 16. The guy is swinging a hot bat. And why do you want to take that out of the lineup? So that's where I kind of have the issue with Matheny. Not the fact that he made the decision, but just the timing of it. The Cardinals will have a day off on Monday. There was an opportunity to... You could have put Molina in that lineup last night, and he may have struggled and said, you know what, we need to sit him. But man, a guy who's hitting 7 for 16 and you take him out of the lineup, that's kind of the questionable call there. Yadi can't catch every single game, and he's going to need a break. And maybe you do what you did a couple of weeks ago, and you get him through Saturday, and you sit him Sunday, and you give him a couple of days off. You give him the Sunday afternoon game and Monday off. So is something going on there? Is there something that's going on there that's a little bit deeper? I don't know. But the timing of it, a little questionable. Matheny needs to go.
Follow Bill on Twitter @MissouriSports. Thanks for listening to The Bill Pollack Show.